Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
April 11, 1806. Rain, rain, and more rain. The Corps continues to travel up the Columbia River. The canoes are being damaged by the rocks in the river, and all in all, the trip upstream is very demanding, probably more so than the trip up the Missouri in 1805. The Corps do not have tow ropes or horses to help, and they wouldn't be of much use anyway, as there is very little room to walk on the banks of the river. They are fast approaching the Columbia Gorge, which has steep cliff-like walls on each side of the river. Captain Lewis writes about the situation today.
As the tents and skins which covered both our men and baggage were wet with rain, which fell last evening, and as it continued still raining this morning, we concluded to take our canoes first to the head of the rapids, hoping that by evening the rain would cease and afford us a fair afternoon to take our baggage over the portage. This portage is 2,800 yards along a narrow, rough, and slippery road. The duty of getting the canoes above the rapid was by mutual consent confided to my friend, Captain C., who took with him for that purpose all the party except Bratton, who is yet so weak he is unable to work, three others who were lamed by various accidents, and one other to cook for the party. Few men were absolutely necessary at any rate to guard our baggage from the Waklalars who crouched about our camp in considerable numbers. These are the great thieves and scoundrels we have met with. By evening, Captain C. took four of our canoes above the rapids, though with much difficulty and labor. The canoes were much damaged by being driven against the rocks in despite of every precaution which could be taken to prevent it. On the return of the party in the evening from the head of the rapids, they met with many of the natives on the road, who seemed but ill-disposed. Two of these fellows met with John Shields, who had delayed some time in purchasing a dog, and was a considerable distance behind the party on their return with Captain C. They attempted to take the dog from him and pushed him out of the road. He had nothing to defend himself with except a large knife, which he drew with an intention of putting one or both of them to death before they could get themselves in readiness to use their arrows. But discovering his design, they declined the combat and instantly fled through the woods. Three of this same tribe of villains, the Waklalars, stole my dog this evening and took him towards their village. I was shortly afterwards informed of this transaction by an Indian who spoke the Clatsop language, and set three men in pursuit of the thieves, with orders, if they made the least resistance or difficulty in surrendering the dog, to fire on them. They overtook these fellows, or rather came within sight of them, at a distance of about 2 miles. The Indians, discovering the party in pursuit of them, left the dog and fled. They also stole an axe from us, but scarcely had it in their possession before Thompson detected them and wrested it from them. Captain Meriwether Lewis, April 11, 1806.
Biddle wrote in his edits of the journals that the captains learned some of the Clatsop language during their winter stay at Fort Clatsop. Tomorrow, losing a canoe.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.